You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And the alternative is one of two things. You can either get all these things and make the economy strong, or you're going to literally have perhaps a depression where you people, so rich, so beautiful, so nice to look at, will be totally busted. And let's see how long your wife stays with you. You're beautiful. She'll stay with you for about 3 weeks and she'll say, darling, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore, darling. I'm leaving you. I said to one guy, he's a very, very unattractive man, but he's smart. And he's rich. And I said, you better hope we get this thing passed because your wife will be gone within about 2 minutes. He said, you're right.
President Trump talking at that prayer event he had the other day about how he was trying to leverage these congressmen to get them to vote on the big, beautiful bill. And he's like, hey, if things go south and you don't have any money anymore, that good looking wife you have is going to leave you. And he got quite a bit of laughter out of that, as you could probably tell. He's got a good sense of humor about it. Anyway, he's probably more worried about the Fed these days. Let's get to our friend Taylor Riggs of the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. Taylor, we're glad to have you this week. How are you feeling?
I'm still here. Thanks for having me.
We know that you are due like any day now, aren't you?
Any day, but maybe I still have one more week for you.
Oh, good.
I'll
all right.
Posted.
All right. Well, just wondered about that. So I just got to tell you, and I was in television news. I've done a lot of TV interviews. Things change. They morph. I watched your Larry Kudlow interview last week, and I didn't hear the price of gold question. Did you have a chance? Did you get a chance to ask him that as a follow-up?
No, here's the problem. Larry loves to talk. I can't get a word in edgewise with him. I love having him on the show. He speaks for the whole hour, and yeah. I just got to follow his lead because he's the smartest guy in the room.
I get it. We did put in a request for him. We're going to try to get him on this show so we can follow up with him on that.
Good.
Particular. Yeah. So interest rates are on everybody's mind because the inflation numbers came out yesterday. You know, and we had Jerry Willis on here yesterday for a segment. And, you know, she's like, well, it was a little more than they were expecting, but not much. It's very mild. But if you looked at Axios or you looked at Politico or some of those headlines, you would have thought inflation jumped 12% yesterday.
Right. Or how about 9% like yep. It did under Biden?
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
Ooh, all the scary headlines. So, yeah, you know what? I actually agree with Jerry. Most of the reports I read said about a third of the report was impacted by tariffs. But the core numbers, which takes out food and energy, actually came in lower than expectations. So that's good news because that's a less volatile number. But again, there's a little bit of a divergence between what we see in goods versus services. And services was the majority of the CPI print. And services, actually, the report was good for American families. Hotel prices are down. airfare prices are down, milk's down, eggs down. So your breakfast is down and your travel is down and your new vehicle prices are down. Now, some of that certainly was offset by increases in apparel and appliances, and that's where people are really looking at, like, oh my gosh, all that's so sensitive to tariffs, and that's why we're seeing inflation come back. I was on with Larry yesterday, and he reminded me that on an annualized basis since January, inflation is only up 1.8%, and the Fed's target is 2%. So we are still below that 2% target, which is why I think a lot of people are still in that rate cut camp. I hate to break it to you, though. We're not going to get a July cut. They're going to want to wait until September to really make sure that any increase in inflation that we got in June doesn't increase further before September.
I think it was some Florida congresswoman who was posting on X, I guess it was yesterday, and trying to, I don't know if it's a rumor, but trying to say that Jay Powell was getting fired. He's basically on his way out. Did you hear that
too?
Yeah,
you know, there's been a lot of rumors about this. I think Jay Powell will stay on and finish his term, which is up in May of 2026. And actually, I hate to break it to you, that's a good thing for the market. The market wants stability. Let him just finish out his term. Don't upset the apple cart when we only have a couple more months anyways. Scott Bessent has been crystal clear on this, that there's a board seat that comes up in February that's a 14-year term. You could reappoint someone then again in May when Powell's term expires, because he obviously won't be reappointed. So I'm actually sort of on this side, and again, with my background, I come from more of that institutional market side where, for the sake of stability, I'm okay with Powell just finishing out his term so that we don't have more disruption and more things for people to complain about, and then we'll see. But yeah, I mean, lots of front runners. Kevin Hassett's up there. Kevin Warsh is up there. And then my thoughts, and I think I've told this to you guys, Scott Bessent is maybe this one of the smartest people in the room ever, no matter where you go. But he's so important at Treasury. I don't want him at the Fed. I want him at the Treasury, because when he's running the Treasury, he meets with the president every single day. If you move him over to Fed, you get a meeting once every couple weeks. And I really love Scott Bessent and want him to be as influential as he has been. Keep him at the Treasury, because he's too good to lose.
Well, Taylor, since you're a little bit of an underachiever, maybe you should be appointed to take over the Fed, too.
Add that to your resume.
Hard pass. That is a job I do not envy and I do not covet. And look, they're in a tight spot, right? Because you did see inflation numbers tick up a little bit. You're starting to see job growth is good, but it's starting to slow. But you're going to have massive tailwinds, huge growth from the big, beautiful bill that's now law. And so you're kind of looking at this, and I don't envy these people. The market is telling them that rates should be lower than where they are. The market is telling us the rate should be closer to a 3.9, and they're at 4.25. But this is not a job that I want or envy.
Yeah, true. I saw where, and I don't even know how to read this, Goldman Sachs profits jumped 22%. What is that an indication of?
You know, the good news for consumers at home, I think people, they're looking at their 401k, and I'm like, I don't care about trading revenue or what Goldman is doing on the fixed income revenue side, but here's what matters. The economy is humming along. Every bank is posting record quarterly revenue. They're taking advantage of all of the market volatility, and all of the bank CEOs are coming out and saying the consumer's in a really good spot. We're not seeing massive increases in delinquencies. We're not seeing people, the economy's not falling out of bed. We're seeing resilience was the word that JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon used. So I think the key takeaway for consumers at home is lending is good. Wells Fargo's issuing loans to people. You know, the economy is humming along. We're not seeing any cracks that make us nervous yet in terms of, where is the economy going?
Wow. Well, that's good. It's good news. I'm glad to hear.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hear that, for sure. Taylor, we wish you the best of luck this week, even though we hope we get you on the air again next week. We'll see.
Thank you. And to you too, Kim.
Thank you. Hey, are you 39 weeks right now?
38.
Okay. I was just wondering.
I maybe have another week with you guys.
We hope so, Taylor. Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great day.
We'll talk to you next week. Taylor Riggs there, host of the Big Money Show. She's so sweet. She's, you know what she's feeling right now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm 4 weeks behind her.
I know.
And in the end, man, the third trimester is interesting.
Feeling more pressure than Jerome Powell right now, isn't she?
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. That's good, Mark.
I'll be here all week, folks. Don't worry. Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.